Many have wondered at this time with the coronavirus if this is signaling the end of the world. According to the Bible, it is not. In Matthew 24, the disciples had an interesting question for Jesus. Notice the question that they posed in verse 3. They asked him, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" Now, that's an important distinction. Christ didn't talk about the end of the world. In fact, this world isn't going to end as most people think. Now, this age will end. The age of man's rule, the age of man's governments, the age of man trying to rule himself. That is going to come to an end when Jesus Christ returns. Now, in Matthew 24, it shows many things that need to happen before Jesus Christ returns. And it speaks of wars and rumors of wars and famines and pestilences and earthquakes. That identifies us with the four horsemen of Revelation. And those four horsemen have certainly been riding throughout time. And yet, even more fantastic events are predicted to occur in the future. So at very best, it might be, as Christ describes in Matthew 24:8, as the beginning of sorrows. But this isn't the ultimate fourth horseman riding at this point, not at all. There are many other things that have to occur before Jesus Christ returns. We know there has to be a world ruling government. We know that there has to be a false prophet, a great false religion that will come about. That hasn't happened as yet. And so we can take heart. And in fact, we should take stock as well and take to heart the fact of what Peter writes in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11. He talks about these various things that will be taking place. And then he says, "Since all these things will be dissolved, since the age of man is coming to an end, since these things are going to finally be over," he says, "what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct?" And so at this difficult time, we should all step back and take spiritual stock of our lives. We're not at the end, but we should beware of our spiritual state. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.